Dr. Forshee, catching up with you here in Dark County, and for those familiar with this area, a huge poultry area. I guess my first question is, as state veterinarian, how has your life changed since avian influenza was first detected?
Well, a large part of my time now is devoted to this high path avian influenza from a prevention standpoint. And so we are looking at a lot of plans. There really is no high path avian influenza plan. We're treating it as a foreign animal disease. So what's happening in Iowa and Minnesota and everything, we're getting those plans together, and we're as prepared as anybody can be prepared for this. So it's been a real learning experience, and of course the devastation in some of those states has been remarkable. And Western Ohio is, we have a lot of turkeys, a lot of poultry, a lot of layers here in the western part where the director and governor were here today. And so it was good to see the number of kids here today learning and understanding of why we had to cancel our poultry shows at the fairs.
What has made you the most proud with what's been taking place here in Ohio?
Well, I'll tell you, when I was in practice, I practiced in five states, and Iowa was one of those, and swine, of course. But every time I came home, I always knew that biosecurity, which is a real key in prevention of this high path avian influenza, biosecurity in Ohio, we have the best producers, whether they're swine, poultry, whatever. We have the best people that understand and practice good biosecurity. So I really think they attributed to their abilities and knowing how important biosecurity is, why we don't have it yet. It's all around us. And so it's they'll continue to be vigilant on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, no time to let the guard down.
No time to let the guard down at all. And so it's will continue to be that way. And we know that all of Canada across the United States probably has this virus. And so we're probably okay now, it'll fall, but we got to really gear up and tighten down the screws even tighter on our biosecurity so that this doesn't hit Ohio.
What about those folks with the backyard flocks?
Well, the same's true. Now, of the 226 positive farms in the country right now, only 26 of them are backyard flocks. And that's probably because they're, allowed to be inside and outside and somewhat. And so they're not quite as exposed, if you will, to the wild geese and thing that's migrating north and south. So I think that they got to be vigilant, and if they can keep those birds inside for a while, I think that's good.
Dr. Forshee, you've been in the business for a few years. Sitting down and helping with the decision to ban poultry shows one of the hardest you've ever had to make?
It by far has been, Dave. This was a really tough decision. It was hard for the director to make as well. And the bottom line is we just have to stop all these shows because a lot of these birds, particularly with swap meets and things, travel all over the place, several states and all over. And we just can't take the risk for our poultry industry to have those shows. There'll be another day when they can do that, but this was not an easy decision, believe me.